Okay, good morning. The Committee on Appropriations Subcommittee on Pre-K through 12 Education will now come to order. Madam Secretary, would you please call the roll?
Mr. Chairman?
Here.
Senator Young?
Here.
Senator Broxson?
Here.
Senator Farmer?
Here.
Senator Grinsley? Senator Lee? Senator Mofford?
Here.
Senator Rusan? Mr. Chairman, we have a quorum.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and members of the audience and senators, please silence your electronic devices. Anyone wishing to speak before the committee, please complete an appearance form and give it to the administrative assistant. And should you select to waive your speaking time, your position will be read into the record. Senators, we only have one presenter today, one bill. So it should be a short meeting, depending on how lively the discussion and the debate is. But I think we can get that accomplished. I do want to remind the senators that we will be putting the budget together. And if there is anything else that has come to your mind, please come see me so that we can assure that your concerns are being satisfied and addressed. Senators, any comments, any remarks that you would like to make before we begin the presentation by Senator Garcia? All right, seeing none, Senator Garcia, you are recognized to present CS for SB 392 on high school graduation requirements by Senator Huckel. Senators, as you're aware, Senator Huckel is not here in Tallahassee this week, and as a co-sponsor, Senator Garcia will be presenting the bill. Senator, you are recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and committee members. As you know, Senator Huckel is always fighting for financial literacy, not only for our students, but across the state, making sure that people are aware on their responsibilities, on how to live a more financial literate life. But this bill goes a long way to try to address some of those issues. And what it does, it creates a half-credit mandatory course that will entail a financial literacy. Right now, it's an elective course. We're trying to make it mandatory so when our students graduate, they graduate with some financial literacy from investments, a checking account, how to manage a checking account, credit cards, and so forth. I think it'll go a long way to help a lot of our students. By the time they graduate, so they know, when they get into the workforce, they will know how to administer their money a little bit better.
All right, Senator Garcia, having explained the bill, any questions, senators? Any questions? All right, seeing no questions, we do have some appearance forms. And the first appearance form is from Sarah Ewald, an attorney, and I'm sorry? Yes, this is on behalf of Nationwide Insurance. Okay. The next is Jennifer Martin, Director of Governmental Affairs, and you are representing the Florida Credit Union Association. All right, wave in support. The next is Amy Diaz-Leon, Lyon, the business section of the Florida Bar. Okay, waves in support. And then last, I think, is Mark Anderson, Florida Council on Economic Education.
I'll be very brief, Mr. Chairman. Thank you. On behalf of the Florida Council on Economic Education, we are strongly supportive of the bill. This is something that started in 2013 with passage of the CAPE Act, which established a pathway for Florida to begin to transition to a required course on financial literacy. First, there needed to be a required a cost study that was done by the Department of Education. That study has been completed and indicated, among other things, that the required course could be done cost-effectively. And it presented a menu of different ways that could be done. The second phase that's now been completed was the update to the Sunshine State Standards on which a financial literacy course would be based. That has been completed with the work of obviously Senator Huchel, but also with the Florida Council and all of the stakeholders. Those standards were adopted by the Department of Education. And then third, and the final phase of this, is what Senator Garcia just presented, which is the course itself. And we are hoping that this fourth and final year will be the year where we can actually complete a process that started 4 years ago with the very good CAPE Act that began this. Senator Garcia, thank you. And Senator Huchel should be commended for her leadership on this. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Any questions of Mr. Anderson? All right. Seeing none. We do have one other presenter, and that is Kenneth Pratt, who is Senior Vice President with the Florida Bankers Association, representing. All right. Mr. Pratt, thank you. All right, then, Senators, any debate? Yes, Senator Montford, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Senator Garcia and certainly Senator Huchel, thank you. This is an area of great need, and we've known it for many, many years. We have too many of our young people who have a lot of difficulty in this area, and this will help address it. But I would be remiss if I didn't share with my members the concern I have, not with this bill and not with the requirement, but with the fact that we need to be aware that when we add this credit or any other credit, something else is going to fall off. We're still stuck on the same number of hours a day, 180 days a year, and every time we add something in as a graduation requirement, something else has got to fall out. And in the past, that has usually been art, music, and physical education. So I support this. I think it's a great idea. But I also know that at some point, some other group will show up and say we are neglecting another area. I think it's time for Florida to recognize that we're going to continue to have high standards, high levels of accountability. If we're going to expect our children to compete with other states in this country, and for our country to compete with other nations around the world where children go to school 8 hours a day, 200 and something days a year, if we're really going to ask our students to compete with other countries, then we as a state and as a country need to step up and say we expect our students to have the same advantages that the others do, and that is a longer day and more days in the year. It's disingenuous for us to compare our students to other countries when they don't have the same opportunity in terms of time in classroom. I support this bill. I think it's a great idea, and quite frankly, it's overdue. But at some point, we've got to bite the bullet. We've got to address this issue of not enough time to complete what we expect our students to do. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Yes, Senator Broxson, you're recognized.
Mr. Chairman, thank you, and thank you, Senator Garcia, for this good bill. I have the same concern, and I think we all do, that we're continuing to repack or pack in to a set schedule more mandates. However, I think this bill is a moral obligation for us to pass because, as we know, there's over $1 trillion of college debt, which really, in many cases, is a mortgage for life. And we need to let our students understand that when they make a financial obligation, it has significant impact on their life, both their credit and their ability to have a quality of life. So of all the things that we do that are mandate, I think we have to make a strong statement to our students that what they do has consequences. So thank you for doing this, and I think it's a great statement from the Senate, and hopefully it'll be passed out favorably.
Yes, Senator Lee, you're recognized.
Yes, let me also echo Senator Mofford's support for this bill, and yet share his concern. I really do understand more and more when you have the legislation coming forward to, instead of eliminate a language, second language, now we've got coding as a second language. We've already had the recess bill come through here. Now we've got this bill coming through here, and I don't know what the vision should be in Florida for our expectation should be for young people that graduate, but I know that this particular area, you know, falling into the category of what I would call life skills, is really critical. There are too many people who reach adulthood and very shortly thereafter are in big trouble and spend the next 7 years of their life trying to dig out of debt and an inability to manage their finances that got them in trouble early on. And I think this is one of those things that can create sufficiently big problems for young people that we need to make sure that they're getting some education in this particular. I strongly support it, and I hope the bill passes. And I appreciate you bringing it up, but I do understand the concern about there's only so many hours in the day, and something's got to go if we're going to do this as well. And I'm not sure how to integrate all that into the solution. But this is a very, very important subject, and I hope that we can figure out a way to integrate this into the curriculum in a way that you know, will be acceptable to the system. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
All right, senators. Any other debate, comment regarding CS or SB 392 on high school graduation requirements, the requirement of course on what do we call physical education? All right. Any other comments? Any other debate? Seeing none, then. Senator Garcia, you are recognized to close on the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I, too, echo the sentiments of Senator Mumford, but at the end of the day, we want to make sure that by the time the students graduate that they do take a half-credit course at least to ensure that they understand the responsibilities as it relates to the financial world and ensure that they just don't be, they're not taken advantage of. And we see it far too often that by the time they graduate, they're getting a slew of credit cards because they have no credit history, and by the time they're finished by college or 2 years later, they're way in debt to their eyeballs. And it takes some time to get out, and Chairman Lee said 7 years. Sometimes it takes 10, 15 years for these individuals, students to get out of debt. So I think this will go a long way to getting some education, understanding the process.
All right, Senator Garcia, having closed on the bill, Madam Secretary, would you please call the roll on CS for SB 392?
Senator Broxson?
Yes.
Senator Farmer?
Yes.
Senator Grimsley?
Yes.
Senator Lee?
Yes.
Senator Mumford?
Yes.
Senator Rusin?
Yes.
Senator Young?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
By your vote, CS for SB 392 is reported favorably. Thank you. All right, senators. That's all that we have on the agenda for today. I know that we have been meeting and we have been talking about the various issues that we have before us. We have a couple of bills that we need to further work on, one being the best and brightest. And so we're going to work on that and get that before you and going to ship it around to you to see if you have any comments, and then we're going to have that heard. And the next thing that we're going to do is we're also going to talk about testing and dealing with trying to further, I guess we'd call, hone that and get it to the position that we want here. And so with those two items before us, and then, senators, any comments that you would like to make? Any further comments? All right, seeing none, President Lee moves that we adjourn. Without objection, we're adjourned.